It's not easy looking this good. Feel fit and fabulous with Krista and the Morning Rush.
Yes, honey, it has arrived. Fit and fabulous. Each and every Friday, girl, we bring beautiful people from the community that make the women feel good.
That's right, girl.
That's right, honey.
Mm-hmm.
We are super excited for these two beautiful women in studio. Not only do we have two beautiful women in studio, we have beautiful children in studio.
Yes, we do.
I have to give some major shout outs because it is her birthday. Give it up to 9-year-old Juju. Also, another beautiful young lady happens to be her sister. Give it up to Beanie. And I kid you not, he can throw down some major dance moves.
Girl.
Give it up to Jason.
Yes, Jason.
All right, Miss Trey, these are your beautiful guests, honey.
Yes.
Make you do the arrivals.
All right, girl. So we've got Note Song, my girl, one of my besties, Note Song Thompson in. And then we also have her special guest, Chelsea Tibbetts. They are here from Wisconsin Women's Health Foundation, and they're here to talk about the Grapevine program. There is an event coming up, too, but we kind of wanted just to get some general information, you know, on this program.
And, absolutely.
Yeah.
So,
go from there.
Note Song, girl, welcome to the show.
Yes. Thank you so much for having us.
And Miss Chelsea, honey.
Yes, thank you so much. Yeah. It's lovely to be here.
Yes. We're excited that you ladies are here. It is true, Tracy and I are huge advocates of when it comes to mental health and ridding the stigma about this, and it's very important. So we want to ask a question. What is Grapevine?
Yeah.
So Grapevine is a program of the Wisconsin Women's Health Foundation, and we train nurses to lead free women's health education sessions in their Wisconsin communities all throughout the state.
Oh, wow.
It's so good,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I guess many people probably don't know about this, huh?
We're always trying to get the word out. We have about 150 nurses throughout the state who are offering services, just like Note Song here.
Okay.
So anything that we can do to get the word out, and we're happy to be here to talk about it.
So what's the goal of Grapevine?
So the main goal is that we try and focus on health issues that disproportionately affect women. We have an emphasis on disease prevention and also on just healthy lifestyle change. So things you can do day to day to make sure that you're doing the best that you can for yourself as a woman.
Yeah.
We have 14 different health topics that we cover currently through Grapevine.
Okay.
A lot of our most popular ones, we have like heart health, we have self-care, mental health, of course.
Mm-hmm.
We also added two new units this year, one on coping with stress through journaling.
Yeah. Oh,
very
nice.
Right.
Yeah.
And then also care for caregivers. We know a lot of individuals are moms. They're caring for their elderly parents.
Yeah.
So we want to do something to help them.
Yeah.
And that's really nice that you do that because, you know, sometimes life is so chaotic we don't know that sometimes we are not taking care of ourselves in the best way possible.
It's true.
So to have, you know, you two ladies doing what you do, putting, you know, events together that help us to recognize what we're missing out on and like, ooh, you could do a little bit better on that, which is really great and helping us with answers.
Yeah, for sure.
So I think that is really, really special.
Thank you.
How does, you know, Grapevine work altogether?
Yeah. So Grapevine sessions are facilitated by volunteer nurses like Note Song. And licensed nurses, they volunteer as a Grapevine partner. They're trained on these different health topics, and then they hold these sessions and share the important health information with women in their community.
Okay. Yeah. So, Note Song, you are going to be leading a session soon. Is that right?
Yes. I've actually been part of the Grapevine since it started several years ago. So, it's been amazing to see the whole state go purple, if you will.
Yeah.
Love that.
It's great to see how many counties and when you think about it, in Madison, we're so blessed to have so many resources, hospitals, nonprofit organizations. But when you think about the outer reaching parts of the state, there's not a whole lot out there.
Right.
Maybe your county health unit, but that's it.
Right.
So the Grapevine truly extends that vine out to the rest of the state where there's just not a lot of help for women who are seeking health information.
So we'll talk about the event in a little bit, but how do people then get involved?
So from a nurse's aspect, we're always looking for nurses, volunteer nurses, anybody who really wants to get back to their organic roots of nursing, and that is helping people by teaching them with a specialized education that we've received about health.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a community member and you want to attend one of the Grapevine sessions, you can go to WWHF.org, which is the Wisconsin Women's Health Foundation website.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a really big icon tab, whatever they call it. I'm so old-fashioned.
We have an events calendar.
That events calendar. And they have all sorts of listings of all the different topics that they cover and where they're being held.
Okay.
Libraries. I mean, we've had them at libraries, community centers, hockey rinks,
yes,
bleachers.
Oh, wow.
It happened. I mean, you've got a lot of women there. They're supporting their children on the rink. You might as well take some time to do some education.
That's awesome. Please. Can we do it at a grocery store?
Absolutely.
Yes. Hello. Yes. Got to get groceries. Yes. Right. Got to find time for that, too.
Yep. Exactly. Go to where the women are. That's what I say.
Mm-hmm. That is a very true thing. So, ladies, once again, Wisconsin Women's Health Foundation, Grapevine Program. It sounds phenomenal that you do. You put on these educational programs for women. You have something coming up. It's the Mental Health Unit. What If We Talked About It, which is focusing on depression and anxiety. Mm. What a great topic to talk about.
Well, research actually shows that depression and anxiety are two of the most prevalent mental health issues that affect women.
Yeah.
And even though somebody can look wonderful and happy and joyful on the outside, and honestly, this happened to a classmate of mine from high school, everything looks seemingly perfect. And she ended her life.
Yeah.
So I was talking with Tracy about that and really brought this to light. And she saw the importance of it. And that's why we're here today. So thank you so much. But mental health is what I'm going to be speaking about next Tuesday at the Meritor Business Center at noon. Mm-hmm. And it's great. The great thing about Grapevine is that we break it down into real world common sense. And we give you resources. Because sometimes if you go to the internet, you go down this rabbit hole of Googling things. There's so much information out there. So the staff at Wisconsin Women's Health Foundation has done a great job of boiling it down to the nuts and bolts and the important information that is really going to be pertinent to everybody in the community.
Yeah. We want to try and hit it before it becomes a crisis.
Right.
We don't want it to become that excessive. So.
And it's important for women. It's focused on women, but it's also for men or anybody who loves a woman.
Mm-hmm.
So if
for
you want to learn about it and you know somebody that might be struggling and you're a man or a grandma or a grandpa or something and anybody in the family and you see somebody struggling, come to the session.
Yeah.
Learn how you can reach out to that person because sometimes that can be the hardest thing.
Yep.
What if we just talked about it?
Yeah, anyone in the community is welcome.
I love that.
That's
I want to put a stress on this. Anxiety is a very real thing.
Yeah.
This is something that I have, and I've dealt with it for a very long time. As a lot of people have this. But I have a girlfriend that is dealing with it, and she has a boyfriend that doesn't understand that this is a real thing.
Mm-hmm.
He thinks you're faking it. You're making it up.
Mm-hmm.
And I told her, no matter what, in a relationship, you need to make sure that you have somebody that backs you up 100% and that understands that this is a very real thing.
Yeah.
So with anybody that is in relationship with someone, it is something that you have to understand.
Yeah.
It is not an easy thing. I know that my husband, you know, lives with me. There are things that are not easy.
Yeah.
But I need time. If I need time away, I need, you know, to take a moment for myself. But it's just very important that people understand this is a very real thing.
It is.
And if you want to be, you know, around and be, you know, beneficial and help someone, this is a great place to go and learn about it.
It is.
And even if you don't have a true diagnosis, even if you haven't had a medical diagnosis, but you think, you know, maybe I am experiencing some of these anxiety tendencies, come learn.
Yeah.
We'd like to help you.
And it's not like one thing I like to emphasize and when I give the mental health talk is that mental health is a continuum. It's a spectrum. So one day you might be feeling great.
Yeah.
But then another day, you might be masking off feelings of dread, paralysis, whatever it is.
Yeah.
It there's so much out there that can cause anxiety to flare up, if you will.
Yeah.
And
very true.
So what the session does, it just breaks it down. We talk about it. We talk about ways to recognize it in others and what to do and what you can do to help
how to
yourself.
Cope with it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I love that.
Yeah.
Now, again, it's on November 4th.
Correct.
Yep. Okay. Mm-hmm. Very good. From 12. And then you said you can brown bag it, which is good.
Yeah. I just, you know what? I'm a foodie and I'm like, bring your food.
I love
watching TV with food. So
why not?
Watch me speak with food.
Yeah.
I love getting the lunchtime sessions.
Yeah.
But,
it's 12 to 1.
Yep.
So where can people find you and get more information?
Totally. The easiest way to contact us or get in touch with us is through our website, www.wwhf.org.
Okay.
And when I'm looking at Grapevine, again, you touch base on a lot of different things, advanced care planning, bone health, brain health, breast cancer, diabetes, mental health, the oral health, self-care, smoke-free spaces, which is great. I mean, you touch base on a lot of things. So Grapevine is
pretty
remarkable.
Awesome.
Thank you. Yeah. We try and, you know, cover a lot of different things that are affecting women. And we know that, you know, individuals are battling different health issues. So we like to get out there and make sure that we're covering everything.
Get rid of the stigma.
Yes, get rid of the stigma. That's good.
Love it. Well, ladies, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you for having us.
Again, Note Song, see So Spark Thompson. She is a volunteer for the Wisconsin Women's Health Foundation.
Yes, she is.
Also a registered nurse, and she'll be putting on a great seminar, Mental Health, What If Talked About. Also, big shout out to Chelsea Tibbetts, is the outreach manager at Grapevine. She also a staff member of the Wisconsin Women's Health Foundation. And of course, the beautiful children.
Yay!
Give it up to Juju, Beanie, and Jason.
Yay! Yeah.
Thank you guys so much. It's so important.
Thank you. Yay. Oh, and I'm hoping that you kids got a lot of candy yesterday.
Oh, yeah. Yes. How was it?
It was good.
It was good.
Did you bring us any?
Did you bring us any? Yeah. Oh.
Look at that silence. Yeah.
Look at that silence.
Honey, they like turned their head.
They kind of looked down, right? They were like,
crazy
lady. Are you talking about?
High aversion.
Yeah.
Are you talking about?
Right.
Girl.
That's okay. I'll come over.
It's fine. All right. There you have it, Madtown. Once again, with Crystal in the Morning Rush right here on 93.1 Jams. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you.